We are joined in the media center by our top fuel winner here at the Circle K 4-Wide Nationals at Z-Max Dragway, Mike Salinas. Victoria, second win of the season, fifth of his career, and second 4-Wide win, has won in Vegas and now has won here on the East Coast in Z-Max. Wild day in top fuel, but going down the racetrack very consistent. In the final round, Mike Salinas took the victory over Cam Foray, Spencer Massey, and Josh Hart. What was kind of a bit of a wild final round. Mike, you were on rails most of the day. Take us through your race day and qualifying.
Well, we have a very, very consistent car. First qualifying when we broke a clutch pedal. So we were one run behind everybody else because we didn't get to do that run. Our actual clutch pedal broke in half just before I did the burnout. And we were still gonna try to jam it in there and make it work, didn't work. So the data was gone for the track. We have data similar to this, but this track, great track. Great track, not this track too. it's just the consistency of the car, the crew, everybody that is on the team. It's amazing. Rob Flynn, amazing crew chief. All the runs we did were in, 370s, 378. We ran three of them, right? Three 370s. 376, 370 with an 8, and this was a 370 with a 6, right? But 8? No, I was a little slow then. But the car is very consistent, and one of the things that we learned from all of the stuff being with the other group of people that we were with, they taught us really well. Stick to your guns, do what we know, race the track, and don't let nobody get in your head. And that's exactly what we did.
All right, let's open it up to members of the media. Chris, RPM.
First of all, congratulations on the win. You mentioned Rob Flynn, and it just seems like he has fallen into the mix, and you guys are just running as steady as you possibly could be. Is that what you expected at the beginning of this year? Did you expect to have a few more bumps in the road before you got to where you are?
No, because when Alan was with us, the data's mine, he taught all of us. So if you think about this, he's taught Torrance. He taught Brittany's. He taught Tony Schumacher. He taught all these different things. So indirectly, Alan is racing himself out here. So it's a great thing. But what he does bring to the table is a discipline that most people don't have in racing. And that's what, he's such an amazing man. He really is. But now flip side to Rob Flynn, okay? I believe when I first needed a crew chief, he was the most underrated, unappreciated crew chief out here. Probably the most brilliant. He takes everybody else's stuff and manipulates it and makes it ours, and it makes it better. We have a car that is going down the track almost every run and not hurting parts. We're on our fifth race. I think if we gave 5 rods away and 6 pistons away so far, it's amazing. Knock on wood, but it's been good. When you do see us spin tires or something, it's because we're trying something new. And we know that we're pretty good in the show.
Next question.
Mike Thomas Pope from Competition Plus. Do you feel any extra pressure in the finals this time? Because on paper, you would have been a clear favorite, but it's still your job to go up there and not screw that up, so to speak. I mean, do you feel like you had the car beat as long as you did your job?
No, actually, another thing that we learned from being with the previous group, just another run. You belong there. You got to believe you belong there. And sorry. We've worked so hard to get, and most people don't understand, this stuff is hard. We're racing with the best guys in the world. But if you believe you belong here, do the right things to stay here, you're going to be here, and you're going to win. This isn't going to be the end for us. I just know it. Everybody in our pit, they got raw emotions for what we're doing. All the guys out here, this is hard stuff. And, we take this stuff so hard and take it to heart. I honestly feel bad for the other guys that didn't win, because I know what it's like on the other side. We're hitting a stride right now. I've worked for this 17, 18, 20 years. Losing. And you know how you gotta pick yourself up every day from losing to win? Well, that's us. That's why we named this team Scrappers, because we don't quit. We just keep going. And look, I guess I'm getting older, so I'm getting a little bit more emotional. But it's just, this stuff is hard. It really is. Coolest thing, Steve Torrence came up and congratulated me on the top end. Great guy, great role model, good driver, you know. And they're going to be back, so we're going to have to race them and hopefully beat them.
Additional questions for Mike Salinas? Josh Hatchett from NHRA with our final question.
Mike, you've had two wins so far this season in what is supposed to be a loaded top fuel category. We've had a lot of different winners, a lot of different finalists. What does this say about your team to be in the position you're in right now, six races into the season?
Well, there's a lot of racing left. Yep. So what you can't do is get overzealous and act like you're all that, because these guys, week in and week out. If you notice, what's really cool is Brittany and I are the only two that have one double, okay? She's a tough cookie. That kid, I love her. She's amazing. Her, there's three of us that are going to be at the end of the year fighting for this thing, and I believe that. You know, and the way this is running out, we got to keep this thing going. And you have your bad days, you know. It's like a test. Everything that we're doing is a test, and it's tough out here. My crew, my guys, the parts and pieces, everything we get, red line oil, all the parts that we get, Lucas chassis, everything that we do out here is setting ourselves up for Virginia ready. Okay, I will bet you in about after we finish celebrating, Rob will go in the trailer and he'll sit there for another couple hours looking at Virginia already. That man lives in that trailer on that computer, and it's crazy, and it's so mild manner, sweet man, just gentle, and he's deadly. He's deadly. That guy's deadly. Just keep an eye on him. I'm lucky that I get to drive the car that he's, you know, tuned.
Speaking of Richmond, that's our next stop on the NHRA Camping World Series Tour. Give us a preview.
One round at a time. One round at a time. You know, just because we won here, you know, think about this. When you win this thing, you're so excited because you won, but it's just like another round after you win. We got another track to go to, and the game changes. I got to go home, back to work, or make sure everything's good over there, make sure we got things settled, then I can come back. And if my brain doesn't fix what I need to fix over there, it stays on, and it's just really hard. So the same isn't the same. That's why none of these guys, Brittany and I, have been lucky enough to win two so far. So I know what we have a plan for, what we're trying to do, and at the end of the year, we want to be the car that's up there fighting for this championship.
Excellent. Mike, thank you very much. Congratulations on your win here at the Circle K 4 Wide Nationals at Z-Max Dragway. Go celebrate.
Thank you. Appreciate it.